Hi, this is Jennifer Zollman, and I'm from ReviewFix.com.
And this is Sylvia Sanchez, also from ReviewFix.com.
Okay, so tonight we're going to be discussing a show from the United Stages New York Theater. It's called Bleach Blonde Betty, and the theater is pretty much in the heart of Manhattan, and they decided to put on this show tonight about a little bit of romance, a little bit of violence, or a lot of violence, revenge, infidelity, all of this
affairs,
all this stuff that came together to make quite a convoluted, interesting show. We want to start off by saying how, from the beginning, the plot was a little unclear as to what exactly the roles were and who did what to who, because it is a crime story, essentially. And like we said, also is big on revenge. From the beginning, you see that it's going to be a different type of production because they have a very, very minimal set. They don't have any real props except for like a few tables, a few glasses, some wine bottles, which are used a lot. But aside from that, their big thing is they have these screens on the sides of the stages where they kind of narrate the story, and they tell you the location of the scene, the time of day, whose house it is, whose apartment it is. So that was something that was a little bit different than what most viewers are accustomed to. So that's basically the beginning. It was a little bit
confusing,
but as it goes on,
it unwraps the story.
Yeah.
Betty, who's played by Karen Stanian, in the beginning, she's a writer whose dream is to be published.
She's had many, many rejections. She even does something that's a little strange but kind of comical. She does, she hangs up all of her rejection notices from these, I guess, publishing companies. And she says she has, like, in the hundreds of how many rejection notices she's received. Because
she thinks that it's because she feels like people are actually caring for her work and they're giving her the attention that she wants.
So we're introduced immediately to Mystic, who is Betty's stripper roommate. And their friendship seems a little weird from the start. It seems a little seedy, a little unrealistic as to why a nerdy writer,
timid
and innocent blonde, not that much life experience, and this graduate student, which she also is, would befriend a stripper that she met on a Craigslist website. So it's a little weird, but it does seem a little artificial and a little weird from the start. So
they're two very different characters as well. In the beginning, you know how she's very I would say authoritative.
Who, Betty?
Mystic.
Mystic,
yes.
Yeah.
Mystic is very authoritative, and you see the difference between Betty and Mystic, and it isn't until later in the story that we find out that they were never friends, they just met each other through this website.
We are introduced to Sammy, who is played by John Linartz, and he is the security guard who offers to help Betty with her writing class assignment. And he's this guy who's very willing to put his heart on the line. He is a security guard at the museum that Betty is trying to get inspiration for her story. And he's a very interesting character. He plays a very significant role in the show.
Well, let us say that he's a wonderful actor.
He is
amazing.
A really, really good actor. And it's more, his abilities are really seen towards the end when he has this kind of pivotal moment where he's screaming at Betty, and you just see the emotion on his face and the sweat not pouring down his face, but there was a lot of, you know, sweat accumulation.
Spitting
from his mouth.
And tears.
And, you know, that's something I'm sure comes with years upon years of experience in theater.
It convinced also the audience.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add about Sammy?
No.
Also, the thing that was a little, could distract viewers, I guess, would say that there are many plots in the story amongst this one big story. That could, I guess, could instill a lot of confusion in somebody. And, but eventually, you know, everything sort of ties together and meshes well. So it is obvious that the actors probably had a ton of fun making this show. And, you know, it's also very clear that they worked quite hard on it.
Yeah, also in the play, we are introduced to Bobby. I apologize if I pronounce his name wrong, but it's played by Joe Diarmuid.
Yeah,
he is introduced by Betty's friend, Mystic.
He's kind of used as her toy a little bit.
Yeah.
Her boy toy. And he's important because the main central theme of the show is transformation of these people that ordinarily wouldn't end up the way that they do end up. And this goes for Bobby, how, we won't give it away, but his role from being this kind of villain almost,
yeah,
to the man that he eventually does become. So also address this, Sylvia, how Betty and Sammy both make transformations as well.
Yeah.
You could say Betty, as we stated earlier, she goes from a very timid girl who doesn't have a lot of life experiences, who states that she has never fallen in love, never been in love, who's kind of probably dedicated to her craft more than anything.
Also, during the play, we are introduced to Nathaniel. He is played by Ryan Lee. This character in particular is very interesting. During the dialogue, we see how he uses different ethnicities to make the audience laugh in a way, knowing that the audience could be really diverse. I feel that this is very interesting. It makes the audience laugh, so it's funny.
Overall, Bleach Blonde Betty is definitely a show that's worth seeing. It has a lot of humor, a lot of tender moments, especially towards the end. And
I would also say suspense.
Suspense, definitely.
Because it has the audience thinking what's going to come next or how is it going to end.
Yeah, and it does, in fact, have an ending that is pretty poetic.
Yeah.
And really leaves you guessing as to what exactly happened. But overall, the show is a good one, and as crazy and convoluted as it was, it still makes for a good time and a definite good show to see.